Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's the end of the summer. I have to admit it. I didn't want to do it, but I have to admit it. And that means that we have the opportunity to sit with our favorite people from Theater by the Sea as they wrap up their very, very successful season. Bill Haney is back. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be back.
Nice to have you with us. And the amazingly talented and cute and cuddly Kevin Hill is here. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you with us. And Kevin and Bill have put on what has been a smashing, record-breaking season at Theater by the Sea. And Bill, take us from the beginning. We started with the Rat Pack, which just ended a few hours ago, ironically.
Because it came back. Yep. It opened our season back in late May, early June. I don't remember. It seems like a year ago. It was only 3 months ago. And it was the first record-breaking show of our season. It broke the first show slots record, which, and by a lot. It wasn't by three tickets, because I would have bought them. but it was a heck of a show. And then people you couldn't get a ticket to the end. So we talked to Sandy Hackett, and they said, let's bring it back. And we brought it back and just finished it. Again, not as successful, because a lot of people already saw it, but a lot of people came back to see it.
Amazing that you can have something like that where you're relying on people's memory of the greats like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis and Joey Bishop and Dean Martin. And it was a great show.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it was kind of a new twist for you. It was the first time, Kevin, you've had a show in that you didn't actually do all the sets and designing and all that sort of stuff. They're the same actors that have appeared,
we did,
right?
Yeah, it's... We did the sets, we did the lights.
We were more
a presenter than...
Right. These are the same actors that had been in other parts of the country. You didn't create your own Frank Sinatra, right?
Correct.
As you do for all the other shows, which were, again, extremely successful. And the first one of those was Grease, that was just amazing. And you went through all the normal procedures of auditioning and getting the talent lined up for that. And tell us about Grease. How did that go?
Well, we spend a week in New York City, and we cast all three shows at the same time. So it takes a lot of organizational skills.
So last year in February.
Yeah.
So last year in February, you actually cast all three shows, was Grease and Mary Poppins and Spamalot.
Yes.
And
we had them sing, dance, act, and
we see thousands of people, literally thousands of people. It's quite amazing. And I look back and say, how did we do that in I'm not even a week, like 4 days.
It's
like
Monday through Friday.
The we is you as artistic director, and you're there too, Bill?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we have a casting director, Tom Warren, who's also our company manager.
Wow.
And the directors also come in to see the talent that we hopefully that they'll like, that we want to put on the stage. And as I said, it's always nice to talk about something that's already happened. And I think we picked three pretty amazing casts.
Now, you mentioned the director is there for the for the auditions. So that's the first step, I guess. You have to you pick the shows, then you pick the directors.
First, I pick the shows that I want to hopefully, you know, bring to the theater that everybody wants to see. It's always like kind of looking the crystal ball. And then I look to Kevin, and Kevin suggests various directors. Last year, he directed two of the shows.
Yes.
But he can't this year. He's got another job coming up, which we'll talk about in a second. But then, so we bring in the directors in, and we kind of look at all the talent, as I said, thousands of people, and we pick who we actually like as our first choice, and then second and third choice. And we are so lucky most of the time when we're able to get our first choices.
Yeah, I think for all of our...
I think we did. I think we got most
roles,
of them.
We have all our first choices.
Well, you're also not, you know, Frank's theater. You're a pretty well-known entity now.
It was 81 years, and people in our industry, they know it so well, and it's one of those, you know, you kind of want to go through theater by the sea as you're going up in your career life.
Right.
And then a lot of people this year, especially, we got people with just amazing Broadway talents that have heard about Theater by the Sea and want to come and play it.
That's the way to do it. It's great. Well, Grease was, again, a smash record breaker for you.
It broke that show broke the record in the history of the theater. No other show's ever done it. The highest grossing show in the theater's history.
Wow. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we were not amazed that it happened, but so happy when it happened.
I'm sure. That's a great thing. Let's listen to a piece of music from that right now, and then we'll come back and talk about the other successful shows. We Go Together.
We go together like Ramalamalama, ka-ding-a-da-ding-a-dong. Remembered forever as shoo-bop, shoo-wada-wada, yippity-boom-de-boom. Chang-chang, changity-chang, shoo-bop. That's the way it should be. Whoa, yeah. We're one of a kind, like dip-do-dip-do-dip-do-wop-a-do-be-do.
Music from a great show, and a great show that everybody just seemed to love. I remember the whole audience seemed to be just so enthralled with that. And you mentioned earlier how you picked these and look in your crystal ball. Well, you must have had a very good crystal ball this year.
This was a good year.
This is a good year. Well, you haven't so far. You've had nothing but good years. I think.
Yeah, last year was an amazing year. Also,
I mean, last year had a couple little glitches in the get along, but
yeah, they were my stories I could tell at dinner parties. But don't have any of those stories this year, which is right. good news, I guess.
No good stories. Like we all might remember the little Annie story from last year, where they went through 4 stars in one production. But none of that this year. That's a good thing. And we're going to talk about some stars coming into the spotlight next year. But we want to just review a little bit more about last year and another phenomenal event. I say event because it was a little bit more than just a show. It was something that people wanted to go and see, Mary Poppins. They wanted to see how you did it, mm-hmm. how you were doing it. People still don't know how you did some of the magic in the show.
Yes. It was quite a production.
It was.
we had Mary flying around the stage, flying over the audience.
Yep.
We had Yeah, we had Bert. Is it right?
Bert, correctly. Up the proscenium, across and down. Yeah,
walks up the wall as you're sitting in the audience to your right, then over the ceiling and down the wall to the left. Right.
Yes,
and that was pretty amazing. And now, was that Kevin? Is that did you direct that one?
I did.
And
choreographed.
As a director, is that something you foresee that, yes, we're going to do this, and now all we need is the money to make it happen?
No, it was actually the other way around. The money came first and said I wanted the flying. I wanted this to kind of top the charts at Theater by the Sea, and then I had to make it happen.
Yep.
Wow. So, well, that's kind of good for you, Kevin. I mean, it's easy to say. I mean, I don't know if Bill can hear us, but it's great to have an owner like that right nearby, right, where he's going to say, here's the money, make it happen, versus the other way around.
Yeah, no, it's Kevin and I, we've talked about this for a while before I actually said, come and be my artistic director. And we think the same way. He's really good at saying, you know, this is what I would like to do in the show, and what do you think, Bill? Because we collaborate, hopefully Kevin agrees with me, very closely on these shows. And you know, he knows the kind of shows that I want to put on, and he'll come and say, okay, this is what we need to do. When he came to me, I remember I was under the Arbor Walk, putting lights up, I think I was, and he said, Bill, he said, the Mary Poppins sets, we already passed the flying part, which was very expensive. Now we were going to, like, now we have to build the sets, and he said, this is a big show. How big do you want it? And I said, well, what does that mean, Kevin? And he goes, well, it's going to be, what'd you say, twice or 50% more than any other show we ever do, 50% ever done?
50% more.
Yeah. But how quick did I give you that answer?
Yeah, it was right away. He said, yes, go for it.
Do it.
Make the show.
And we're talking about not just spending $5 more. It was and I said, no, we want this to be, you know, every show I want to be that way, but this was the extra special. This is a little Theater by the Sea. And I wanted to see what that little box could do. And we did it.
And well, because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, because Mary of that. Poppins. Well, we went and beat our record. We beat the Grease record. Became the, and it right now will be the highest grossing show in the theater's history. The problem, though, always is it's going to, we have to try to top it at some point. You know, it's, right. I think it's going to be impossible.
What do you do next year? Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But I think it's very important to mention that, you know, there are businesses that are successful businesses in the country where the owners sit in their ivory tower and they foresee the minions below doing their jobs, and micromanagers sometimes are not. But I just took something out of what you were just kind of casually mentioning. You were putting up lights when he came to ask you that.
So,
that's a tremendous thing. And I think people should know that they have a theater that's there that is real interest to you. This is not just some way for you to make a buck.
No, you don't go to theater to make a buck, I don't think.
right. But it's important that people understand that this is an artistic endeavor, and that it's a huge part of the community, and people that have been going there for a long time, hopefully they'll have many, many more years to do it because of the involvement that you know, that you put into it.
Absolutely. I love this theater. When I bought it, I think 8 years ago, and I always tell people, to make money, I could buy a Stop and Shop or a Plaza or something like that.
I thought you were going to say Market Basket.
Market Basket. I happen to love what I do. And and again, you know, putting up the lights, these are things that I just enjoy doing. It's like to get involved. Right. I remember when we had our director the first year, Nonsense, Danny Goggins, he was trying to find, well, where's the owner? And they said, well, you've been standing next to him for about 5 minutes. And he goes, who? The guy painting the wall? Yes. And I go, yes, that would be me, you know. Why?
Well, that's very cool. All right, we mentioned Mary Poppins, so let's listen to nothing else but Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not a word.
Of course it's a word. And unless I'm very much mistaken, I think it's going to prove a rather useful one. When trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leaf through lengthy lexicons to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity keeps conversation keen. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. realistic, expialidocious.
It doesn't mean anything.
It can mean exactly what you want it to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
Now if they'd heard this word, they might have used it once or twice.
That's right.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff. Mm-hmm. Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Oh, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. Saiyans and wild animals would not seem so ferocious.
Add some further flourishes, it's pseudo-coco-cocious.
Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious.
The Druids could have carved it on their mighty monoliths.
Oh yeah?
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because those Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you say it softly, the effect can be hypnotious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitocious.
Oh, bird.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Say it backwards, which is so wicked a lie, psipsicatsilagarfilacrepus.
She may be tricky, but she's bloody good.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants and 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-S-R-A-G-I-N-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-I-D-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Never clogs.
After Mary Poppins, and we talked, briefly mentioned in that first segment, and we had a discussion of, well, how do you ever top what you just did? Well, after Mary Poppins, it seemed like it would be impossible to top that. But along comes a show that that a lot of people, I think, certainly are not as familiar with as Mary Poppins. Yes. I think that goes without saying. But Spamalot came in, and you know what? You sold a lot of tickets.
Well, we actually did. When I chose that title, I was trying to figure a way to at least equal last year's Le Cage. And, and up until just about, well, closed a week ago Sunday, and about 4 or 5 days before that, we finally hit the record where we passed Le Cage, which was the highest grossing 3-week show in the fourth slot. You got to be very careful because Producers was actually the highest grossing show in the theater's history prior to Grease breaking that record. It was a 4-week run.
Yeah.
So Spamalot was only a 3-week run. But at the end of that run, you couldn't get a ticket if you knew me, because I knew people that wanted tickets. I said, I don't have any chairs. There are no seats in this theater to give you. And it could, if I didn't have Rat Pack backed up to it, we would have actually extended it another week.
Right. And again, just another in the series of spectacular events that sold out. And it's a great thing. So we're going to listen to one song from that, and then we'll talk about what hopes to be next year's sellout series. But right now, I guess probably my favorite song when I saw the show was Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Kevin, can you whistle that part for us?
I can't even whistle.
We'll listen.
I knew that was going to happen.
We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
This is a total bloody disaster. All my knights have fled, and we're lost in a dark and very expensive forest.
Well, it could be worse.
Well, how could it possibly be worse?
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
You give it a try.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
Always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true.
You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go.
Just remember that the last laugh is on you.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
I'm throwing it out. The cat won't leave it alone.
Well, what a stroke of luck. I'll take it off your hands. Pay the lady, Patsy.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Theater by the Sea's Bill Haney and Kevin Hill. Kevin is the artistic director, producer, dishwasher, all-around good guy for Theater by the Sea. And Kevin, you did I hear a little bird say something, maybe Bill, that you have a new job? I thought I heard that in that first segment.
Yes, you heard it. Just about 3 weeks ago, Kevin, I asked Kevin to be my artistic director at the North Shore Music Theater, and he said yes. So now...
That doesn't mean we're going to lose him now.
No. Okay. No, that wouldn't let that happen. I told him the most important thing is for us to continue what we're doing at Theater by the Sea and bring it, you know, north. And I think we're going to do it. He's already started. He's in New York. We're heading to New York. We're casting and rehearsing, actually, Chicago.
Yes.
Which opens up in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So North Shore Music Theater, which has been around for quite a while, and you've had that for how long, Bill?
This will be we're in our fifth season.
Fifth season there, okay.
Yep.
And lots of great shows there. So if you have friends, relatives, and you want to take a ride up there, always some great shows, and a different set of shows, right?
Oh, yes. The only one show that we kind of shared a bit was Grease, but Chicago opens next, followed by Les Miserables, and then A Christmas Carol.
Wow.
We'll finish the season.
Les Mis. There's a chance to see Les Mis in a beautiful setting.
Down in the Round, which is really remarkable when you can do it in the Round. This show will be terrific,
I promise. Not a bad seat in the house. The further seat away is like 50 feet, right?
Yeah, really. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And you'll get to see me do a curtain speech.
Yes, Kevin does the curtain speech.
In the Round.
Yeah.
We should have one of those little Lazy Susan turntables and turn you on.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Well, here we've come to the time where we've talked about the smash record-breaking last season, but now 2015 is coming along and looks like a great lineup that you've announced, starting off with Smokey Joe's Cafe, and then My Fair Lady, Little Mermaid, and Young Frankenstein. And each of those has a story behind them. So let's start one at a time with Smokey Joe's. That's perhaps a show, Kevin, that not a lot of people are as familiar with as, you know, as a My Fair Lady, for example, or a Mary Poppins. Tell us some of the music that's involved in that.
Right. It's all the songs of Lieber and Stoller. And Lieber and Stoller wrote a lot of music for, like, Elvis and different artists. But... there's The Hound Dog, Love Potion Number 9.
Love Potion Number... I'll sing them as you announce them.
Stand By Me.
No, good.
And Jailhouse Rock.
All right.
And many more.
And many more.
And many, many more. 35. And now, is this a cast of 2 people, 3 people, 4 people?
9 people.
9 people. Oh,
yes.
So there's a substantial cast versus a Forever Plaid, which is just a quartet or something like
Correct.
That. All right. Great. Let's listen to a song from that show, Jailhouse Rock.
Saxophone
Bill, we go from Jailhouse Rock, which is going to Jailhouse Rock. Smokey Joe's Cafe, including Jailhouse Rock, is going to open your season, which starts at the end of June, I guess, right?
Beginning of June.
And then following that will be the biggie, I think, the biggie.
Yeah.
Because you've been promoting this. It was quite a coup to get this actor that you have coming in for My Fair Lady.
Absolutely. That's why I announced it so early. I was so excited to just talk about it. I did this show about 4 years ago at North Shore, My Fair Lady, and Charles Shaughnessy from The Nanny starred in it, and it was such a terrific show, and he did such a fantastic job. I decided to do the show again because I really wanted to see it again. And only place I could have done it would be at Theater by the Sea. And Mr. Shaughnessy said that he would do it. So there's not been a star of this caliber probably in a long, long time, if ever in recent years, back, if you forget the Marlon Brando days, back when.
Right.
Because it's a big name. He's a big star. And he's, I told him he's going to have a blast of his life this next summer.
Well, the audience is just going to love it, I'm sure, and looking forward to seeing someone of his notoriety.
Yeah.
Now, in producing something like that, Kevin, or putting that together, do you have to handle it any differently? Does he get a penthouse at the Biltmore Hotel in Providence, or what do you do with
Well, that was
like
actually an interesting part of it. He's actually, one thing about Charlie, he's not that kind of person. He really is so down to earth. But his agent, of course, always speaks for their star.
Of course.
And you know, but again, the really good people like Charles Shaughnessy picks good agents, and they fight for what they want, but he is not like that. It's just as long as it's a nice place to stay. He asked if he could bring his wife, and she's lovely. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely, because I can't entertain him for 4 weeks, you know?
Well, you can always stay at my house.
There you go.
Right. They can come up. All right, well, that's going to be a very interesting production, My Fair Lady, star of The Nanny and Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, and also Mad Men, I think somebody said he was in.
Mad Men, so he's been in a lot of things, and it'll be familiar to everyone. If you're not sure exactly who we're talking about, if you go to the Theater by the Sea website, theaterbythesea.com, you'll see his picture right there.
Yeah, absolutely, and a little bio about him and everything.
Yep. And speaking of that, people can buy tickets, right, Kevin?
Yes. Subscriptions are on sale right now.
So go to the website. That's going to be, you know, we used to talk about that last year when we did the show about what a great season it was going to be, and audio tickets early, and I know people are thinking, oh, that'll be fine. But this year, I know people, they got turned away because I know people that asked me for tickets. And I said, nothing I can do for you.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's why we went on sale. My typical way of doing things, we announce during the third show, next year's show. So we announce during Mary Poppins, and we go on sale during the fourth show, and this year was Spamalot. And we are already, and percentage-wise, we've probably done about 25% new subscribers.
Wow.
Which is pretty good, you know, that quickly.
You have, you know, hundreds of subscribers.
Thousands. Yeah. And honest to God, and I think a lot of it's because people couldn't get, and I told people all summer long for the Christmas speech, you really might want to become a subscriber if you want to get a ticket to see some of these shows, because I know that My Fair Lady will be one of the hit shows, and it'll just go crazy. And that's why I think we're doing so well with new subscribers, which is in today's day and age, subscriptions are going down everywhere.
Well, so not at Theater by the Sea.
Well, that's it. That's it.
All right. Let's listen to I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more.
Bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. I
now say goodnight. Please turn out the light. Please, it's really time for you to be in bed.
I could have spoken.
Do come along. Do as you're told. Or Mrs. Pierce is apt to scold. You're up too late. Miss, it's your fate. Miss, you catch a cold.
I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once?
Now settle down and go to sleep.
I could have danced, danced, danced.
I understand, dear. It's all been grand, dear. But now it's time to sleep.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney and Kevin Hill from Theater by the Sea as we talk about next year's season. Next year's season is sounding like it's going to be real, real good with Smokey Joe's Cafe, My Fair Lady, The Little Mermaid, and Young Frankenstein, or Steen. we've already talked about My Fair Lady and Smokey Joe's Cafe. Now it's on to Disney's Little Mermaid. Again, a show I've not seen as far as a production. I've seen, obviously, pieces of it on TV. But the whole thing's going to be underwater, right? How's this going to work?
I just did it this past summer at North Shore.
And oh, you
it
did?
Was, yes, we okay. did 3 weeks. And it was, I think it was a record breaker there for me, too. That was a record breaker, I think, for the most attended.
Shows.
Yeah, we're adding
mm-hmm.
shows right and left. And it decided, I've kind of gone to this little thing where we do the family show like mid-season when all the mm-hmm. kids are out of school. And I always want to caution people that Little Mermaid is not just for kids. It's like when people are like, well, man, it was like a little kid show. And I go, no. The same people who brought you Lion King right. and Mary Poppins.
It I was is, just going to say, and yeah. people might have thought about Mary Poppins, but certainly not the case.
Absolutely not. And I'm actually glad I did Mary Poppins to let them know that it's not just a kiddie show. It is a family-friendly show, and Mermaid will be that. Mermaid won't be as big as a production as Mary Poppins, although you never know with us at Theater by the Sea. yes. It's a pretty elaborate. It's an. What's that?
I'm yeah? trying to twist his arm.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You can take it any way you want to take it, and either the mermaid can fly in it because it you know it's underwater, so she can be appearing to go up and down, which we'll probably end up doing. Which when you fly somebody, it's not just pull a couple of ropes.
No, I know.
It's that's expensive and it's quite tricky. But that'll be our big, you know, that's probably our big production
yes.
of the season. Although I think the one after might be that too.
We may keep the flying there.
Yeah. Here you go. We just buy the whole rig and yeah. just leave it there.
You should create your own company.
And do shows that kind of have flying in it.
Yeah. There you go. Well, right now we'll get to a song that has from Little Mermaid, and it's called Part of Your World. And do we need to know anything else, Kevin, or just listen to it?
Yeah, we could just listen to it. I guess this is where King Triton gets angry for Ariel going to the
upper land.
Upper yeah. land, yes.
Upper lands. All right, we'll listen to that now.
If only I could make my father understand. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be so bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. And ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? What's the word?
At this point, we've talked about the new season and listened to music from Smokey Joe's Cafe, My Fair Lady, and The Little Mermaid, and one show left to go, and that's going to be Young Frankenstein, Steen, Stern. And how close to the movie is this little process going to be?
Well, it's interesting because... Yeah, exactly. I told Kevin, I said, this is a show, a movie that I know very well. Like the back of my hand. So I said, and I think they, hopefully they won't hear this in New York. I think they kind of screwed it up a bit in New York where they didn't really get the timing right. And Mel Brooks, who's the creator of both the show and the movie, I'm so surprised didn't. But I said to Kevin, I said, I can tell every single line I know so well that we have to do it just that way. So I said to Kevin, I'm going to co-direct this show, you know? But I said, but you do all the work,
Carl.
Yeah.
You do all the work. There you go. Yeah, you do the hard part. Yep. I just wanted to give you ideas.
Yes. I walk in usually during the dress rehearsal, go, no, let's do it this way, you know? They go, Bill, we open tomorrow night.
Great. Yeah, great. All right. We do want to just mention one more time, the website is theaterbythesea.com, and go to the website there and you can get ticket information or all the information about the shows and what's coming up. And Kevin, they can also call the box office, right?
Yes, they can. I don't have the number. It's TKTS.
Yes.
Right.
401
789
TKS. TKTS, right?
Yes, I think it is 401-79-TKTS.
Who uses the phone anymore? It's like, go on the
go to the website. All right. Well, we'll know that. Oh, wait a minute. We have, I feel it's coming this way.
Yes. 401-782-8587 or TKTS.
All right, there you go. So you can call and you can talk to Vinny, and now that he's a big star, I understand he was a yes. cabaret dancer and performer
yes,
last
he was.
Week. So
and a curtain speech guy now too.
Now, yes. So talk to Vinny and see if you can get a discount on your tickets. But
and he knows me too
happen.
Well. That's not going to happen.
Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein. How will you say it?
We say it both ways.
Mm-hmm. You do yep. say it both ways, mm-hmm. okay. Yep. And Frau Brucke.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't forget Igor.
And Igor, right. Marty Feldman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this is half. Most of that cast is gone. Marty Feldman's gone, and Peter Boyle.
Madeline Kahn.
Yep. Gene Wilder.
I'm not sure. I don't think he's dead. I think he's still around.
Is he?
I think so.
I don't know.
We should play Alive or Dead, but I'm sure I'll get emails from our listeners. All right, well, we're going to listen to a song that that the monster sings, I believe,
yes.
In Putting on the Ritz, right? Puts on his big feet and his hat and
tap dances.
So we'll listen to that, and then we'll get to see you all in a few months, only a few months away.
Oh, just a few months, exactly.
A few months away, we'll be back for the new season, and you'll both be back, I hope.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
It'll be great to see you, and thank you both for your time this year and bringing us all this great music, and thank you, Bill, for bringing Theater by the Sea back to life and keeping it.
It's been my pleasure.
That's great. For the rest of you, we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue?
On that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air.
High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars.
Spending every dime for a wonderful time.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where the fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz.
Different types who wear a day coat, prints with stripes and cutaway coats, the perfect fits.
Cha-cha-cha-cha! Putting on the Ritz! Take it!
Let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.